Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, and my goal is to take you on an inspiring journey of self-discovery and relationship recovery. I'm the host of the show, but this is really all about you, and it's for you, the single woman who wants to date smart and find the love of her life. On this show, casual sex is dumb, being choosy is smart, and the prize is a healthy, loving relationship that lasts. So call in, share your dating and relationship stories, ask the questions that keep you awake at night, and get coaching. The number to call in is 347-308-8511. That's 347-308-8511. Now, stay tuned for Love Strategies.
Hello, you're listening to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, your host, live this time. And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. If you've listened before, welcome back. On the show tonight, this one is just for the guys, and it's all about why and how you should date like The Bachelor. Now, I know a lot of women are listening, so I just wanted you to know, ladies, there is value for you here in this show because this is about what you should expect from a guy and what you should not expect. So, ladies, stay tuned and listen to this show and be sure and pass it along to your guy friends. Because the show was originally designed for women, I don't know how many guys will actually show up here unless you share this with them. So, here's what I want to do tonight for the guys. I want to take a look at how the guys who become The Bachelor, how it is that they date. And, yeah, I know some of this is going to be tongue-in-cheek because, after all, it is a television show. And, well, let's face it, the producers do create a lot of the scenarios. A lot of that goes on behind the scenes. It's not actually the guy who is The Bachelor creating all of that. But there's still some fundamental good wisdom going on here. And I want to pull out those parts and talk about them candidly with you guys because I really do believe that you are not going to be successful at finding a truly wonderful woman unless you have a few key strategies. And so I'm going to put those strategies out for you. I believe these really work. I've seen them work for lots of men that I've coached over the years and in my own life. So now I know most of you guys who may be listening do not watch The Bachelor, but I don't want you to worry about that because I'm going to clue you in about the show as we go along. So for you guys who don't know what the heck The Bachelor is or anybody else listening, so The Bachelor, of course, is a major television show on ABC. It airs twice a year, I believe. And on The Bachelor, there's typically a guy, single guy, and he is introduced to probably 25 different women at the beginning of the show. And out of those 25 women, he narrows down to one woman who ultimately he proposes to. And so the first few episodes, he's probably saying no to, you know, four or five different women at a time. But as the show gets more developed, then it's one woman at a time who leaves the show, and that is done through something called the Rose Ceremony. And in the Rose Ceremony, he presents a long-stem red rose to the women that he wants to stay on the show and continue to get to know better. And he'll say, so-and-so, would you please accept this rose? And, of course, it's the woman's choice as to whether she wants to accept the rose or not. Every once in a long while, you get a woman who says, no, I don't want the rose, and she goes ahead and leaves the show on her own volition. But typically when the rose is offered, it's also received, and those women go forward one show at a time until there are two women left. And at that stage of the show, then the bachelor makes a decision about which one he wants to propose to. And the final episode of the series is him actually proposing and offering an engagement ring to the woman that he wants to then go forward with. Now, the truth is, at that point, he goes forward with a woman, and they probably then really begin to date outside of the show and find out what they have. And there haven't been a tremendous number of success stories from this show. I believe as it stands right now that there are two couples who have successfully married and are still married. One of those couples has been married for over 7 years and has two children. The other couple has been married for 1 year. They don't yet have any children together, but appear to still be very happy. There's a third couple that is engaged and planning a wedding, and I believe they're getting married this year. And there have probably been, I don't know, somewhere between 10 and 12 different bachelor shows. And so there are that many, the remain whatever that is, 8 or 9 different shows that did not result in a lasting relationship. So it's got a lot of flaws in it. But still, I go back to my premise, and that is there are some things in this show that are actually pretty decent dating strategies that I want to share with you. So first of all, how the bachelor dates. This is for you guys. And the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is because I think that we have, in today's world, we've really lost a lot of the strategies and tactics that used to really work in dating. And now everything is very casual, unplanned, impromptu, and largely doesn't work out very well. So what I'm suggesting to you is really some strategies that are time-tested. These are things that men have done for hundreds of years, thousands of years, and that have been effective with a little bit of a modern twist, of course. All right, how the bachelor dates. First of all, he has an overall strategy, and that strategy is the goal of finding someone to marry. So it's not a strategy about finding someone to fool around with. It's not a strategy about finding someone to hook up with. It's not about having casual sex or fathering children that he doesn't take care of or any of the other meaningless things that men sometimes date for. This is a strategy that is about finding the right person to spend your life with, someone to marry. So what the bachelor does that really works is he goes into the show with that strategy in mind. He's not just there to fool around with a lot of good-looking women. Now, we could argue that some of the guys who've been on The Bachelor may have not been as serious about the strategy to marry someone as other men were. But most of them, I think, were pretty serious about it. So with that overall strategy in mind, and of course, that strategy sets the stage for all of the tactics, for all of the different things that The Bachelor does throughout the show to keep the ball rolling forward. And that strategy, of course, colors every communication that he has with the women that he dates on the show. And that's important to realize, because if you have no strategy as you're out there dating women, or if your strategy is one that is pretty low level, you know, just I want to find someone I like who I can hook up with, then all of your communication and all of your interaction with the women that you meet will be colored by that strategy or the lack thereof. And that makes a huge difference in the kind of women that you're able to attract and date and eventually have a great relationship with. And if you're a guy listening to this show right now, and if you're a guy who really does want, at the end of the day, down the road, you see yourself happily married with a family, and that's what you want. And you want to be married to a woman who you find to be utterly irresistible, to be the most, in your eyes, the most beautiful woman in the world, and someone who you're happy and proud to have children with and spend the rest of your life with. If that is what you want, that is going to take a little work. That's going to take having an overall strategy about marriage and then practicing these tactics along the way. Okay, now here are some of the tactics. Number one, the bachelor keeps a large playing field while he looks for that special feeling in his heart for a certain woman. Number two tactic, he does not have sex with them while he's playing the field. doesn't mean that he doesn't occasionally have a little friendly making out with all clothes on. Nothing wrong with that. But those first two tactics are important because they go hand in hand. So, number one, he keeps a large playing field while he looks for that very special, unique feeling in his heart for a certain woman. Number two, he does not have sex with all these women while he's playing the field. Now, why is that? Because when a guy is dating and dating more than one woman at a time, and he starts having sex, well, what you got to realize, guys, is as soon as you sleep with a woman who's interested in you, the choosing is over for her, and the chasing is over for you. You have now chosen this relationship. Once you have sex with a woman, you've chosen that relationship. And for a lot of men, a lot of the time, that choice is followed up with fathering a child. Because the bottom line is, if you don't want to have children with a woman, you should not have sex with her. And you might say, well, heck, what about birth control? I mean, good Lord, this is the 21st century. We have so many different methods of birth control. Why in the world can't you have sex without having children? Well, I don't know how to answer that question, except all you have to do is look at the statistics. I believe that the number I ran across recently was that currently 40% of the children born in this country are born outside of marriage. That means they're born in situations where the parents are not married, and we don't know how many of that 40% are parents who don't have a serious relationship, who are casually dating or even one-night stands. We don't know the percentages on that. I'll give you that. We don't know what it is. But it is still, I think, a matter of concern for children that so many of them are born outside of marriage because, you know, like it or not, old-fashioned as it may sound, marriage is still the very best way to give children the kind of stability that they need to develop the way that they're meant to. So if you don't want to have children with a woman, don't have sex with her. That's the bottom line. And the other thing is that if you want to make a really great choice, if you want to find a woman who is everything you've ever looked for, you can't afford to narrow down your dating field so quickly. And that is exactly what you will do if you have sex with her. All of a sudden, you're no longer, you really can't be out there looking with an open mind and an open heart at other women if you're sleeping with someone. So the whole way that you can be successful in dating hinges on these two things: keeping a large playing field and don't have sex while you're playing the field. All right, well, let's move on to the rest of the tactics because I think all of the rest of them cue off of that. Those first two tactics, which are so very important. All right, the next thing is to spend quality time with a handful of women with the goal of getting to know who they really are as people, who they are inside. What are her values? What are her life goals? What is her past history? Because, you know, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. What is her character? What is her heart? Those kinds of things, that's what you want to be finding out. And again, you're not going to be finding that out if you're already sleeping with someone, so it's really important that you spend quality time without sex. And as part of that, keeping a large playing field, you want to narrow it down to three or four women you're really interested in, just like The Bachelor does. And then at that point, you're going to be spending a lot of quality time with the understanding that we're not yet in an exclusive relationship. And so that is the other tactic I think that really works in dating for men, is to not narrow it down too quickly to one woman, unless you happen to meet, and this happens, it could be that you go out and you meet two or three different women, and right away one of them is just somebody that you are absolutely captivated by. And if you, it would be better if you went ahead and had a couple of casual dates with the other two women, just because dating more than one person while you're in the early casual dating stage gives you a sense of abundance. And a sense of abundance keeps you from being too needy or too desperate to win the heart of one woman right away. So it's better, it's healthier to do it that way, but it's not absolutely necessary. If you meet a woman that you're just wild about, then definitely go and pursue that relationship. So getting back to the tactics of the bachelor, so how he chooses women, I think this is another important thing. He chooses them, yes, initially based on physical attractiveness. I mean, I think that's, there's certainly a factor going on there. I know men are very visual as a whole, and most men, of course, are, you know, they want to date a woman that in their eyes is good looking. I get that. But the bachelors who go on and get married and have successful relationships follow up that initial attraction with looking for character and values, and they eliminate the ones who don't have it. So I want to talk about that a little bit more, because that issue of character and values is so vital to choosing someone that you can actually spend the rest of your life with. And of course, what I haven't said yet, but now let me say it, is you can't expect character and values from the women you date unless you have that yourself. Good values, I mean. Good, solid, positive values. So obviously you've got to come from a place of having good values, solid values yourself, and having good character, because you're going to have to be telling your stories to her in the same way that you're expecting her to share her stories with you. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart, because then you're not coming from a place of equality with the women that you're trying to meet. All right, I have a whole lot more to cover with you, so stick around. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nina Atwood. Does this sound familiar to you? You start a new relationship full of hope that maybe this time he's the one. But weeks, months, or even years later, you realize that although the name and face have changed, the story is the same. He's all wrong for you, and now you have to continue suffering or start all over. Well, you don't have to keep repeating the same old patterns. If you want to raise your relationship game and put yourself on a whole new course for a happy, healthy, lasting love, get Temptations of the Single Girl, the 10 Dating Traps You Must Avoid. This is a self-help book like no other. It's a parable, an easy, fast story you can read in 2 to 3 hours. The fact that it's a story and not just dry, boring data means you'll retain the lessons learned far longer. And the more you retain, the greater the changes you'll be able to make in your life. That's why I wrote it this way, to make it easy for you to get what you need to permanently alter your love life for the better. You can get the book by clicking on the book cover right from the show page, or you can go to singlescoach.com, find the tab for books and tapes, then click on Singles Coach A Store. Temptations of the Single Girl is available through Amazon.com and as a Kindle book. And now back to more love strategies.
Okay, we're back with Love Strategies. Tonight's show, we're talking about how to date like the bachelor and why you should date like the bachelor. This show is for men and women, but I'm especially talking to you guys tonight. So we've been talking about having an overall strategy of looking for someone that you want to share your life with and marry. And we've been talking about the tactics. And now I'm going to get to tactic number 5, which is the bachelor creates dates with themes, and he puts a lot of effort into it. It's about courtship. So he doesn't just ask to hang out with the women. He takes them out on wonderful romantic experiences. And then tactic number 6, which goes hand in hand of that, he takes the initiative. He's not waiting around for these women to ask him out. He's not sitting back doing nothing and expecting them to walk through the door. He's putting together dates. He sends date cards specifically inviting them for these romantic adventures. So now I know that it's the producers putting together a lot of those dates as far as what they actually go out and do, but I still think there's a page in that book we want to take, and that is about putting an initiative and actually asking women out on dates that show that you put effort into them. And let me tell you guys, you will distinguish yourself right away as being very different from most of the guys out there today by doing that. And while you're putting together the romantic date that you want to take a special woman out for, remember this. It really works to call in advance, at least 2 days in advance, to ask her out. Better if it's 3 days in advance. Don't wait until the day before, and never, never, never ask her out on the day of, unless this is a long-term committed relationship. Let's say you've been dating someone for, I don't know, a year and a half, and she thought you were working late on Wednesday night. It turned out you didn't have to, so you called her Wednesday afternoon and said, hey, I got my time freed up. You want to get together tonight? Of course, that's perfectly okay. But in a new relationship, when you don't really know her very well, and you're asking her out, to wait until the day of tells her basically that you're not a planner, you don't look ahead, that you don't have a long-term strategy or vision for this or anything else in your life. I know that may not be true of you, but that's the message that it sends. It also sends a message sometimes that maybe you've already, maybe you've asked out 2 or 3 other women before her and no one else would go, or someone else canceled on you. It's not positive, and it doesn't really respect the value of her time, and it doesn't respect the fact that she doesn't have all the time in the world to get together with you. She has to make time for you. So the respectful thing to do, the caring thing to do, is to ask her out well in advance, and then, of course, to put a lot of effort into planning your dates with her. Those things will really pay off for you, because you're going to find that you have completely distinguished yourself from most of the other women, from most of the other men out there who are, frankly, lazy lovers. They don't take the time, they don't put the effort into it, and, of course, they don't really get the truly wonderful women. Because a truly wonderful woman, someone who's smart, someone who's beautiful, smart, talented, successful, has a great life, has it all going on, someone like that really isn't going to spend time with a guy who doesn't put much effort into it. Needy women, women who are kind of broken and don't feel deserving of a really great guy, yeah, you can get someone like that to accept a last-minute date. But that's, not going to take you down the road to the kind of relationship that you want. So, all right, other tactics that the bachelor uses that I recommend for you: he offers a rose and he asks each woman if she will accept it. And that's at the end of every show. Now, you don't have to have a rose ceremony. You don't have to have a ritual like that. But think of your own unique way of expressing to her that you're really interested, that you're not just going out with her because there's nobody else available, but that she is truly special to you. And I don't know whether that's buying special cards and writing little notes, or whether that's bringing a rose along for the date, or what it is for you, depending on your personality and her personality. But those little ways of expressing how interested you are in her make a huge difference, make a real impact. So figure out your own version of the rose ceremony and incorporate that into your dating tactics. All right, another thing that I want to point out that the bachelor does is at the end of it all, after dating these women and narrowing it down to the two women that he is most interested in, at the end of it all, he makes a choice and he asks the woman of his choice to marry him. Now, normally in dating, I would not expect you to offer a proposal to someone that you don't know that well. And, of course, in the show The Bachelor, at that point, he doesn't really know the woman all that well. I don't recommend that you show up with the engagement ring after only, 10 dates or something like that. But I think the page to take out of that book is this. It's all about initiative. It's all about you being someone who is strong, someone who knows what he wants, someone who's willing to say what he wants, someone who's willing to approach a woman in that kind of way. It's not about control. It's not about swooping into her life and taking control of her life and telling her what to do. That's not what a smart woman wants. But it is about showing initiative and showing leadership, asking her out, planning dates, expressing your interest in her, and that the whole idea is that you're moving it toward that decision point of when you realize that she is the woman you want to spend your life with, that you then propose and you make it very romantic. So I'm going to coach you guys to make this your goal, that every date you have with a special woman, someone you're interested in, that every date you have with her is taking you closer to that proposal, or it is taking you further away from that proposal. Your job is to figure out which it is, to really pay attention so that you can understand which it is. Have I moved closer to that day that I'm going to propose to a very special woman, or am I moving further away from that? So let's say that you've had a half a dozen dates in a row with a special woman, and you realize that in those past six dates, you have moved away from wanting to propose. You've moved in the wrong direction. Now you need to do a little introspection, a little reflection, and ask yourself, why? Why is that? Why am I moving in the wrong direction here? And here's what you've got to figure out. Are you afraid of commitment? Is that the reason that you're moving in the wrong direction? Or is there something about this relationship that just doesn't sit right with you? You have to be able to tell the difference, guys. Now, let me just share with you that fear of commitment can sometimes masquerade as being her problem, meaning that you begin to see things wrong with her, or you begin to see all the reasons why the relationship won't work, but the deep down truth is that you are scared. Here's a big clue. If you have a pattern of backing out of relationships after feeling like you have fallen in love, then you probably have a fear of commitment. If you've done that more than once, if you've done that with at least two different women, women that you were crazy about, and then all of a sudden you backed out, felt like you stopped loving them, felt like you just didn't have the feeling anymore, then you probably have a fear of commitment, and you need to get help with it, and here's why. Because if you don't overcome your fear of commitment, you're going to look back years from now and realize that you passed up some pretty amazing women, only now you're a lot older. You're no longer the guy that all the women want to be with. You're just a jaded older guy with a bad track record. Not good. Not good. Oh, yeah, there'll always be some caretaking woman who will put a target on your back that says, oh, that's okay, I'll love him and fix him and he'll stay with me. But do you really want to set yourself up for that? Wouldn't it be a lot healthier if you decided to fix yourself? And that's something else I want to share about our latest Bachelor, the show that just finished. And the guy's name was Brad Womack. And the thing about Brad that I thought was really outstanding is that he was on the show previously, I think it was about 2.5 years ago, and he really flubbed it. He froze up at the last moment, and he didn't choose either one of the last two women. But after he flubbed it that time around, he got help for his issues with commitment. And you know what? He came back just a dating rock star, as far as I'm concerned. He came back really open-hearted, really ready to risk it all, communicating fully. And, you know, that's what winners in the dating game do. They get strong emotionally. So they're not afraid of taking risks, not afraid of being vulnerable. And here's another page out of Brad Womack's dating book. Once he found the right woman for him, he was persistent. He stayed very persistent and loving, even though there was just tons of negative media hype. It was very difficult for his fiance to manage through. But he was the rock. He was solid. Now, we don't really know how it's going to turn out yet for Brad and Emily, the woman that he chose, but, you know, for now, I'd say they have a pretty good shot at a great relationship, and certainly his dating strategies and tactics really worked. So, now, on the flip side, if you notice after a handful of dates that you're moving further away from that proposal, and you self-reflect, and you're pretty convinced that it's not a fear of commitment, something's not sitting right with you, then you need to identify what it is and really dig into that, because sometimes, you know, probably really digging deep on an issue like that isn't the thing that comes most naturally for most men, and it can really hurt you down the road if you stick with a woman that you don't feel quite right about, but you're reluctant to dig into it, you're reluctant to take that risk of maybe moving on, and what if there's not somebody else better, and you may be tempted to settle. And I would say, don't do that. That's not powerful for you. So, guys, here's the bottom line. If you really want to succeed at dating, follow these simple guidelines. First of all, set a goal of finding your soulmate to marry. That's your goal. That's your overall strategy. Second of all, stay out of the bedroom until you're sure you have found the one. Third, date a lot of women without being sexual and narrow down to the one who shares your values, who you find absolutely irresistible. Don't settle. Don't settle. And last of all, if you get scared, get help. Don't stop developing your emotional muscle. You're going to need it. For a long-term marriage, you're going to need that ability to be open-hearted, to communicate fully, to hang in there through issues and through obstacles, because life is full of them and marriage is full of them. Well, that's it for tonight's Love Strategies, and I sure do hope that you'll join me again for a future show. If you have questions about this show or anything else about your life or your love life, be sure and contact me, Nina@singlescoach.com. Stick around for a little bit more information.
Thank you for joining us at Love Strategies. Be sure and visit the premier website for single men and women who want to date smart, singlescoach.com. Sign up for the newsletter and you'll get notifications for this show as well as other free dating tips. If you want a coach to support you in your growth and recovery, go to Singles Coaching on the website and choose personal coaching. That's it for today, and be sure and tune back in for more love strategies so you can date smart and find the love of your life.